Exploring the Disk-Jet Connection in NGC 315, by L. Ritchie et al. Ames. Hot accretion flows are thought to be able to power the relativistic jets observed in active galactic nuclei. They can present themselves as sane, standard and normal evolution, disks or MAD, magnetically arrested disks, two states implying profound differences in the physical properties of the disks themselves and of the outflows they produce. Methods. In this paper we use a multi-frequency and multi-epoch data set to study the giant radio galaxy NGC 315, with the goal to explore the properties of its accretion disk and subparsec jet. We analyze the source maps with a pixel-based analysis and we use theoretical models to link the observational properties of the jet to the physical state of the accretion disk. Results. We propose that the bulk flow in NGC 315 accelerates on sub-PC scales, concurrently with the parabolic expansion. We show that this fast acceleration can be theoretically reconciled with a magnetically driven acceleration. Along the acceleration and collimation zone, we observe an unexpected spectral behavior, with very steep spectral index values alpha approximately -1.5, s nu nu caret alpha, between 22 GHz and 43 GHz. Based on the properties of this region, we predict the black hole of NGC 315 to be fast rotating and the magnetic flux threading the accretion disk to be in excellent agreement with that expected in the case of a MAD. Using a new formalism based on the core shift effect, we model the magnetic field downstream a quasi-parabolic accelerating jet and we reconstruct it up to the event horizon radius. In the MAD scenario, we compare it with the expected magnetic saturation strengths in the disk, finding a good agreement. This was Exploring the Disk-Jet Connection in NGC 315, by L. Ritchie et al.